Slavery is one of the very oldest institutions in human history. Slavery is when someone stronger first enslaves and then exploits somebody weaker, makes the slave work, makes them serve, and owns them as someone with no more rights than an animal. There was slavery in Sumer, in Ur of the Chaldees, in Egypt of the Pharaohs, in tribal Africa, in pre-dynastic China, among the Germans and the Slavs, among the Native Americans. Slavery was certainly the original sin of our American Republic. Our foundational documents proclaimed all men are created equal, but our Constitution arranged for slaves to exist under the Constitution. And slavery isn't just from the past. It exists even today. There is a network of slavery that exploits women and children in the worldwide sex industry, even in this country. There is a slavery that continues for illegal workers who sometimes come into an advanced economy, have no rights, have no money, and end up being used very much as a slave. Slavery continues today in Darfur, in the Congo, in northern Uganda, where people are literally captured today and sold into slavery. Slavery is a bitter, painful, degrading service. A slave does serve, but only because they are compelled to serve. But there is another kind of service, just as old and just as universal, and that is the slavery of love. People in love pour themselves out, often in an extreme way. They give everything they have for the sake of the one they love. We've all seen couples in love. We've all observed them constantly putting the other one first. We've seen parents of children who truly live a form of slavery, up all night with little babies, always worrying about their children. I don't think parents ever stop loving and serving their children, even when their children have kids of their own. And when parents get old, there are many good people who wait on and serve their elderly parents with the kind of devotion and love that truly is service without limit. And brothers and sisters often serve each other. Friends often prefer the good of the friend to their own needs. That's the kind of giving and giving, going the extra mile, that is not the service of compulsion, but the service of love. Those who love and serve, serve not because they have to, but because they want to. And this service of love is a blessing, not a curse, because those givers and servers know a peace and a joy that is hard to describe. After all of us human beings were designed by God to love. We were designed to receive love and to share love. So those who serve, kind of with an open-ended commitment, know a wholeness and a beatitude that comes from doing what we're supposed to do. Our Christian faith is built on God's own example of selfless love and service. God had no need to create the universe or any of us. The persons of the Most Holy Trinity are perfect in themselves. And God never acts out of any necessity, but rather out of endless goodness. God's infinite love explodes it overflows. And it was out of that abundant love that God created everything out of nothing. And God's love is never hoarded. It is poured out. And it was from this plenitude of God's love that the Word became flesh. In Jesus Christ, God, as the Scriptures say it, pitched His tent among us. He was tabernacled among us. He made His dwelling place among us. God emptied Himself from the crib to the cross. Out of love, Jesus assumed the condition of a slave. He taught us by example how to love one another, how to give and how to serve, not out of compulsion, but out of generosity. The New Testament word for this kind of loving service is the word agape, a word that appears 250 times in the Christian scriptures. Today, on this evening of Holy Thursday, as we commemorate the Lord's Supper, the great gift of the Eucharist, and the institution of the priesthood, we all need to remember again that agapic love, that open-ended service that the holy sacraments embody. The love that is renewed in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the love we share in Holy Communion, the service of love we experience in the priesthood should help us all grow more and more into being what Christ desires us to be, a servant church. The holy things we know at that altar, the real presence that we reverence and adore in the Most Blessed Sacrament, should all bind us more closely together than ever before in a kind of slavery to the gift of God's love. May we imitate the Lord, who on this night washed the feet of His disciples, who out of love came into our world to serve, not to be served. May we all become servants of all. For the more we pour out our love, the more love we will know and receive. uniting ourselves in prayerful company with the holy apostles and all the saints and angels, let us bring all the needs of our community and all the world before God's holy altar.
For the Holy Mother, the Church, may all we have a renewed love for Holy Mass, the source and summit of Christian life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Benedict, our Pope, Daniel, our Bishop, and all the clergy, may they be strengthened in their service, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the world, may the example of Christ, our Savior, encourage us to serve God in our neighbor, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those entering the church at this year Easter Vigil, may they celebrate the life-giving love of the Father during this sacred freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith, especially the deceased, bishops, priests, and deacons of the Diocese of Peoria, may they be welcomed to the eternal banquet of the Lamb, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious Father, we praise and magnify your name. We thank you for giving us your Son as our priest. Deepen our faith in the Eucharist. Help us to live the mystery we celebrate. We pray as always, filled with your Holy Spirit and confident in the saving name of Christ our Lord. Amen.